My first radio guest of this morning is Janelle Jones from the Lake County Chamber and also Love in Lake County. She's hailing from the cities, but was kind enough to call in early this morning. Thanks, Janelle, for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, first of all, I just have to say, I think it's been a while since you've been on the line with us, Janelle. Usually you're right here in the studio with me.
It's been a long winter.
I know. but we're here to talk about some fun stuff. First of all, you recently had a bit of an event, and as I think you do every year, acknowledged, I think, volunteers, also partners, just various people who are doing great things in the county. Do you want to just share with us some of those awards handed out to, I think, what, 2 weeks ago?
For sure. No, we do the Best of Lake County Awards.
That's what it is.
Every year.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's really kind of fun. It's a nice opportunity for us to recognize and acknowledge some folks that go above and beyond within our communities, and we love to do it. This year we held our gala at the Two Harbors and Moose Lodge, and it was lovely. And we had a fun night and handed out some awards to Large Business of the Year, and was A.W. Kettle and Sons. So the Small Business of the Year was, now you're going to challenge me. I'm trying to remember them all.
Yeah, I know. There were quite a few.
There were. Citizen of the Year was Mitch Cosley. We had the title team got Small Business of the Year. County Partner was the Lake County HRA. So that was kind of fun to see them because they're doing so many things for housing right now.
Yeah.
We had the entrepreneurs or Mike and Tara Cassell from the Tipsy Mosquito. Young professional was Abby Bright. So we really did have a great night and a great showing. Our not-for-profit was Arrowhead Transit. And, you know, without them getting folks around our community, we'd be in trouble. So we had a great time.
Good. And then you have something coming up that I think is especially geared toward young people. And I think is one of the newer enterprises of what you do. But I think it's been a big success. So tell us a little bit about the job fair coming up.
Yeah, this will be our third year doing it. We saw a need in our community trying to connect all the folks that need to hire people in the spring and summertime with students. And so we started a career fair about 3 years ago, and it has been such a success. And we usually bring in close to 100 different businesses come in, and they set up tables. And we've gotten such great feedback that please do this every year. We have a deal with a school where all the students, sixth grade on up, will walk through and have opportunities to have conversations with all the different businesses. We have people there helping out with job applications and interviews, kind of trying to mentor people in interviews and teach them a little bit about what to expect in interviews. And we also bus the kids down from Silver Bay. And we have a lot of, you know, businesses from up the shore that come down also. So it really has been a great success. We have all the different colleges come, the colleges set up tables. So kids looking at, you know, where they might want to go to school in the future, they have opportunities to have those conversations. And then we also work with like Duluth Building Trades and all the different unions come in and trying to get kids into the trade industries. So it really is a great day. We're looking forward to it. We're doing that on May 1st.
Yes. And if there's anyone listening who owns a business or thinks, I want to be part of this, what's the best way to become a vendor there?
I would say just reach out to the chamber office, and that number is 218-834-2600, and let us know that you would like a spot, and we will be happy to sign you up. You don't have to. This is an event that we welcome chamber and non-chamber members to, because we really just want to try to help fill that need in our communities.
Yes. And do you have any, I don't want to put you on the spot, are there any specific stories you remember from the past, like kids that have definitely sort of had a specific opportunity open up that they might not have seen otherwise? Or I'm sure it happens, absolutely. But I don't know if you have any stories.
Well, you know, the feedback I get is, you know, we have a lot of the different businesses that reach out and go, oh my gosh, I hired 10 people at that job fair, and I hired 8 people at that job fair. So
yeah,
our business community really has seen the value in us doing this, and they get pretty happy about it. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, forcing those kids through there, which is a good thing to do, because all the teachers bring their kids through. And we really try to encourage the school to also use that day as a teaching tool, you know, use some curriculum heading into the career fair or after the career fair to talk about opportunities within our communities. We expose the kids young to it because we want their wheels to start turning a little bit, and they can find out that they can, you know, there's
right.
Culvert jobs and what does my future look like? Because all of a sudden, you know, LeBoni is hiring, you know, welders and people in supply chain and all kinds of things. So it gets the kids' wheels turning a little bit too about career opportunities in their future if they want to stay living in the area, that there's a lot of really good paying jobs and career paths that they can choose. So there's a lot of different reasons why we do this.
You know, I had my eyes opened recently when Russ Mattson printed an article in the newspaper, the Lake County Press, about just the percentage of manufacturing we have in Two Harbors is like five times more than your average small town.
Absolutely.
And he attributes it to basically to our natural resources. You know, the fact that we have the woods led to the logging, and that led to other supply issues, and just one example. But I just really wasn't aware of that until, you know, just so the variety of opportunity here is actually pretty unusual for a town of our size. And
it really is.
So it's just,
and when businesses come and talk to me about locating to the area, one of the main attractions is our work ethic, which that's a pat on the back for everybody living up here. Is we are recognized for such strong work ethic in northern Minnesota that people want to open their businesses here. So, you know, that should make everybody feel good.
Yeah, I like that. That's really fun. And then can the public come just for fun too?
Yes. Yes, it is open to the public. Just check in at the office and you're welcome to come and walk through the job fair, because more people than just students need jobs right now. And this is a great opportunity to come and see what's out there.
Great. All right. I'm speaking with Janelle Jones from the Loving Lake County and Lake County Chamber. Thanks so much, Janelle.
Yeah. Thanks for having me this morning.
All right. And have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Happy Easter. Thank you.
Happy Easter. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Janelle Jones.